Hi, my name's Ian Spencer. My call sign's Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is a walk around of the Zygu X6100 transceiver, which is a very small portable transceiver that you can hold in one hand. It has quite a large number of buttons and knobs, there's also an awful lot of buttons on the microphone, and I may include a walk around of the microphone at some later date. But I'm concentrating in this walk around on the buttons and controls on the transceiver itself. Holding the transceiver so the front panel is towards you, the main section from the middle going to the right and to the left, and from nearly the top to quite a long way down, is the display. And below the display there are five buttons, which are called multifunction buttons. And these are used with menus which are brought up on the display. And to the right of the display, at the top, is the loudspeaker, and below that is the rotary tuning knob, but I'll say more about that in a minute. There are also lots of buttons on the top of the transceiver, and lots of connections on the left-hand side and the right-hand side. The main connection on the left-hand side near the top is a BNC antenna socket. Now, if you go to the top left-hand corner of the front panel and move your finger down diagonally at 45 degrees to the right, you'll come to a rotary knob, which is the volume control. It's the volume control for AF. If you press it once, it will change to being the RF gain control. And if you press it again, it changes to squelch control. Now, if you come vertically down from this rotary control, you'll find a small LED to the left and the power button to the right. The LED lights green when the receiver is in receive mode and red if you go to transmit. The one to the right is a more standard button. It's elongated and it's the power on off button. And you need to hold it down for 1 second to turn the transceiver on and hold it down 1 second to turn the transceiver off. Now, if you come vertically down from the point between those two buttons, you'll come to two more buttons. The left-hand one is marked Gen, and if you press this button, it brings up the General Settings menu. To the right of that is another small button, which is called APP and brings up the Function menu. Then if you go down, there are two more horizontal buttons. The left-hand one is Key, which brings up the Tapper Settings menu. And the right-hand one is MSG, which brings up the Information Editing and Storage interface. And below those are two more horizontal buttons. The left-hand one is the DFN button, which brings up the menu for digital functions. And the right-hand one is the DFL button, which brings up the Digital Filter Settings interface. And if you go to a point between those two buttons and go down, you'll come to a rotary knob, which is the multi-function knob, which is used to change settings in the menus when they're up on the screen. Now, I've already said on the right-hand side of the display, there's the loudspeaker at the top, and below that, the large tuning knob. And just to the left above the knob is a small button, which is the lock button, to lock the tuning so the frequency can't be changed. Now, if we turn our attention to the top of the transceiver, and go to the left-hand end, near to the front with your finger, and move it to the right, you'll come to a square button called PTT, which is the press-to-talk button which you use if you're holding it in your hand and using it as a handy transceiver. And to the right of that is a small screw head. And then if you go further to the right, you'll come to a long button, which is marked with an arrow to the left, which is band down. And to the right of that, another long button, band up, for changing bands. And below those two buttons, there are three small buttons. The left-hand one is used for AM and FM, and it doesn't say in the manual exactly how you change. I take it you press it once for AM, press it again for FM. To the right of that is the CW button, and to the right of that is the SSB button. Again, it's not clear when you press this button whether it always then goes to LSB, and then next time you press it to USB, or whether the mode is automatically selected by the band, being less or more than 10 MHz. From a middle position between those two long buttons and the three small buttons, if you travel to the right, then you'll come again to a small screw head. And if you continue further to the right, then you'll come to another group of six buttons in two horizontal rows of three. The upper row, the left-hand button, is A stroke B, which selects VFO A or VFO B. The one to the right of that is preamplifier. If you press it once, the preamplifier is turned on. If you press it again, the attenuator is turned on. And if you press it again, then preamp and attenuator are both off. And to the right of that is the ATU button, which is built-in antenna tuner access stroke tuning button. And it needs a long push to start the antenna tuning or antenna matching. And then coming down towards the front panel, we have again three horizontal buttons. The left-hand one is VFO or memory channel. The middle one is AGC for automatic gain control, which can be switched between a number of different settings, these being auto, slow, fast, or off. And to the right of that is the button FST, which is fast step selection button, and which changes the tuning rate of the main tuning knob. And that completes the buttons on the top of the transceiver. Let's now go to the left-hand end of the transceiver, where at the top there's a BNC socket for the antenna, and if you come vertically down from that, then you get to the I stroke Q out, which is the SDR information that computers use to display things like waterfalls. And if you come down from that and slightly to the left, then you'll come to the DC in, which is a typical power jack socket, which would accept a voltage of 9 to 15 volts. It should not be greater than 15 volts, and this can be used to charge the internal battery or to power the transceiver. And if you move your finger to the left, you'll come to a small stand which you can swivel out. And there's another one on the other end of the transceiver so that you can set the transceiver on a desk at an angle to make operating easier. Now, on the right-hand end of the transceiver, there are a lot of connectors. And if we start with the top, just slightly back from the front panel and come down, then we come to an SD card slot for a micro SD card. And if we come further down, then we come to the DEV USB port, which says slave interface. And if we come down from that, it then has another USB socket, which says host USB port host interface. These USB sockets are C-type, and the slave one is used for connecting to a computer, and the host one at the bottom is used for connecting to things like a mouse or an external keyboard, etc. Now, if we go back up to that micro SD card slot and go to the right, there's a large square connector. It's an RJ45, which is the mic socket. And below that is a small 3.5mm jack socket, which is the ACC, and it's for interface connections. Below that is another 3.5mm stereo connector, which is for a key, either a straight key or a paddle. And below that is the S stroke P, the external speaker headphone socket, which is also a 3.5mm, and it is stereo. And to the right of all those sockets is the other small lever, which you can hinge out as the support so that you can place the transceiver at an angle on a desk to make operating easier. And that completes the walk around of the Zygoo X6100 transceiver.